That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
And there's nothing weird about what's going on. Everything's completely normal. What are you talking about?
Right. This is how we do every episode.
Right.
We are, in fact, Thumb Thumbs from Spy Kids. And I could not be happier with the way all of this came together.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Mm-hmm. Agree.
Jessica, you really outdid yourself.
Always.
I'm so sorry. And also, Paloma kind of looks like the Pope.
Oh my God, T. That's
you do.
The Queen wave?
No, the Pope, when he waves.
He waves like that?
He's old.
Doesn't he wave like this?
What does that have to do?
Just slowly.
That's old. What I was doing.
I was just going slow.
You were doing like Princess Mia.
Wait, what were you doing? You just, Sierra?
I was doing the.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
But really, to you guys,
thank you for being here today.
Wow, TBT.
Oh, wow, I can't believe we're on the internet doing this, you guys.
What we do for you.
This has to be our peak.
Yes.
It can't get better than this.
Agree.
This is my peak for sure.
I know. I like don't have much to say, and I keep looking at myself in the viewfinder to like really give.
Yeah.
So if you see me looking down, just know I'm just admiring myself.
It's impossible. Look at us.
Look. And every time you move, I look at your fingy. Just
my whoop. Little.
Oh, you move, I move. Hey, just like that.
As we've been doing all of these Halloween episodes in our different costumes, Grace has been coming up to see our costumes and she's been loving them. But right now, she's napping. So she has not seen the Thumb Thumb.
Right.
She hasn't seen Spy Kids, but I feel like she's just going to be like,
do you think she would register this as a finger?
I think if I tell her, look, I'm a thumb. Because I told her this morning, I was like, I'm filming of Halloween costumes with Ryan and P. And today I'm going to dress as a thumb. And she was like, thumb.
Right. She was like, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
So I'm
but if you tell her, I feel like she'll be like, oh.
I see it.
She'll
be like, yes. Yeah.
Right. Totally.
And now I would like to be an elbow for Halloween.
Right. And then, well, that's, you're going to have to figure that one out.
Right.
Jessica, we might need you to make some elbows.
We're going to need a lot more paper mache.
Yeah. Is this paper mache?
I was going to say, everything on your hats. Your hats, everything on them is reused craft materials from like the last year or so.
Saving the planet.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, thumb.
Thumb.
Yeah. Yep, that's catchphrase.
I think it's those like, you know, when you were a kid and you had to give a presentation and it like folds out.
Oh, yes.
It's made out of one of those.
Oh.
And then I paper mached it a little with some newspaper. Because I needed to bend it into more of a rounded shape. So I was going to have to get it wet anyways. And I was like, glue holds more integrity.
Yeah, the roundedness is really impressive. Mm-hmm.
This looks like a thumb.
I am a thumb.
Yes.
Yes.
I am thumb.
I want to walk around in the stance of the thumb thumbs because, you know, they walk like this.
That is horrifying.
And what is that about? Because it's not like they're a hand. They're not a hand. They're a thumb. But they have arms and they have legs.
Maybe it just makes sense when the thumb's bent because, like, that gives more, like, arm rather than this or
they're
something.
They're also robots.
Yes.
Right.
Wouldn't it be more unsettling if they were just like, hey, Bill? Like, just, like walking
flat.
Around.
Oh my God, like this. Like, so oh it my has God, to be right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
Because if it was, like, a pointer, it would be much more straight. But a thumb...
Yeah, it does give that... It does have the...
Unless, bendy. Can you guys do the thing where you, like, do your hand and you, like, bring that one down. Can you do that? Remember at school when they would ask you? I figured out I could do it, but only with these three. Isn't that weird?
What are you doing?
I'm lowering, like, look at that.
Oh, like you can bend just the top of your finger? Just the top,
like that's... But I can't do that with my other hand. I cannot do that.
Yeah, only... my whole finger bends.
Yeah.
I become Captain Hook.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, if you want to see what Paloma was doing with her hands, head on over to YouTube and hit subscribe.
Yeah,
you can follow us on all the major platforms.
Yes.
And I really do think if there's no other episode you go watch on YouTube, let it be this one. Because I've been asking Sierra to dress as a Thumb Thumb for the past 3 years. And she made my dreams come true, and now they've turned into nightmares.
Taking the photos.
You know, it barely missed the cut like 4 years ago from doing a video of trying sexy Halloween costumes that shouldn't be sexy. So I was like, sexy Hagrid.
Right.
And then Jess was like, sexy Thumb Thumb. And I was like, absolutely. And it just didn't make the cut of like the final costumes.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Let's talk about what that would look like.
Yes.
Is it giving like red like bikini?
I think it could be like a red bikini and like
suit.
Yeah, like fishnets maybe.
Oh,
red heels.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes, heels.
And like a red like sleepy like nighty like little short.
Yeah,
thing.
Oh,
that's cute.
Love that.
Okay, next.
And the finger's like red.
The nail painted.
Yes, the fingernail. It's like an acrylic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of things that haunt your nightmares, like us dressed as Thumb Thumbs, today we have a bunch of dating horror stories from the group chat. And I'm so excited because we did an episode like this last year, and it's one of my favorites ever.
Yes. So we had to do a part two because it did so well and you guys loved it. And like, unfortunately, there's a lot of horror dating stories to go around, which is... fortunate for the entertainment, unfortunate for our real lives.
Yes.
But because of that, we have a lot of good content for you today.
And thank you so much to everyone who submitted. I haven't seen the stories yet, but I can only imagine they are unhinged. I'm so excited. So thank you to everyone who submitted. And if you would like to be part of the group chat and contribute to future conversations, you can send us a text at 917-810-3045. Oh, this is kind of awkward, but we talked about this before the episode, and I'm like, where is this going to fit? I think around the time that this episode, a little before this episode goes up, I will have announced that I am pregnant.
Woo!
Baby Thumb Thumb coming 2024.
Literally baby Thumb Thumb.
Yeah. How is this the announcement?
Well,
this is so on brand. I love it.
It is. And there was no other way.
There was no other way.
No.
I wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
Right. Right.
You're having a spy kid.
I'm having a spy kid. Well, we are going to talk more about this in the next episode. I'm going to kind of recap my first trimester. We'll talk more about it. But today, we're staying in Thumb Thumb mode and dating horror stories. But I did just feel like, okay, I got to say... something.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. But that was the best way.
Yeah, there you go. Baby Thumb Thumb.
So there are four Thumb Thumbs.
Yes.
Sitting on this couch today.
Yes. Also, you guys, I have been breaking out more than ever, like being pregnant right now. And this morning before we filmed, Grace pointed at the zit on my face.
Stop.
And goes, "Mommy, what's that?" And I was like, "Oh, that's no big deal, hon. It's just a zit. It's just a little spot on my face. It doesn't hurt." She said, "Oh, another one."
Oh.
And pointed to the other one. And I was like, "Yeah, I have a couple right now, but I'll just take care of my skin and it's okay." And she goes, "Mommy has two zits, one big one and one little one." Tell me now.
Respectfully, kids. Grace, we would have beef. Why would you tell? Oh, another one. You're like, "Oh my God." She's one, like, "Two, one big one." Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, it's big. The way she emphasized it too, I was like,
right.
Okay, yep, thank you. And let me just go put on a little bit of powder right now.
Let me just go fix it right now.
I love how kids are just like no filter. They're just like so there, you know.
Dude, they just
tell
say
you.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They really do. They're and I feel like there's like a flow chart of it, you know, like a bell curve of like, you just have no threshold for holding back your language when you're born, when you start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you learn social awareness, you hold back, and then you get old.
And then you don't give a fuck anymore.
You don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It goes out the window.
And because that's like, I mean, love my grandma, but I feel like that's something she might say, you know?
Right.
Oh, you got two. Do you got two zits on your face? Well, one is little and one is big.
Right. Right.
There's just more words.
Yes.
It's a fuller sentence, but it's the same thing.
Yes. It's the same sentiment.
Yep. Old people, toddlers, it's the same.
They give it to you.
They really do.
But yeah, I've been having a lot of unpleasant pregnancy symptoms in the first trimester. Not as many as with Grace, but we'll go all into that in the next episode. Because I'm excited to talk dating horror stories.
Oh, yes. But before we get into all of your submissions, I wanted to share a one that I have shared on the internet, but I have not shared on the podcast. Oh. So I thought now would be the perfect time.
Oh, it's a Ryan original.
It is. It's a Ryan original. It's just gather around thumbs. For me. Yeah, gather around thumbs. So I was doing a fair amount of dating in 2022. And this was like 2 months before I started dating Ryan. So this was like, we were into it, but we were also like, I'm deleting the... Actually, the last episode, the first part of this episode, I was like, I'm deleting the apps. In that episode, I told you guys, dating horror stories, that I was deleting the apps.
Yes.
So this had to have been like shortly after that, because right. Maybe I got back on the apps. And so I matched with this guy on Hinge, and he seemed really cool and whatever. We talked for a while, and then he like asked me out to go to dinner, and I was like, for sure. And we like talked on the phone, and he was like really excited, and I was like, oh, okay. Because I like don't love going on dates. Like I'm just like too nervous for it, and I just like I would rather just stay home, mm-hmm. honestly. And so I was not excited for it, but he was really excited. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you being excited is making me feel excited. Like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting ready, and I actually like film a TikTok of like myself getting ready. And I'm like talking about how I'm nervous and how it's like a whole thing, blah, blah, blah. And I talk through my outfit, and I'm giving you all the details because you just need all the details. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear this dress, but I'm going to wear these sneakers because I want to like show my personality and like how I dress. Like I could wear some heels because that's like what a regular girl would do, but I'm not a regular girl, I'm a cool girl, so I'm gonna wear sneakers. The whole thing, I'm telling everybody I'm doing the thing. He's like, okay, come to my house and then we'll drive us. And I was like, I don't really want to go to your house. And he was like, oh no, like you don't have to come in or whatever, like I literally just like let me know and then I can like swoop out and pick up. And I was like, okay, cool. He wasn't weird about me not like not wanting to go to his house, whatever. So he comes out of like the garage, nice car, like beautiful car, and I was like, period.
You're like, okay, now I see why you wanted us to drive right, together. Like, right. You to see your ride. Flex, yeah.
And that's so fine, and I appreciate it because I'm gagged. Exactly what you wanted.
Right, take me.
This is what you wanted. So he pulls up. I'm like, yes. He gets out of the car. He opens the door, and I'm like, okay. I'm getting in the car. He's like walking around, gets in the car. He sits down, and I'm like just like observing him. I'm like looking at him. And like the next thing I'm going to say is like may not be a big deal for people, but it's a big deal for me. I just I don't know what it is, but I just hate it. He was wearing flip-flops. And I just don't like flip-flops in general on anyone.
I would like to emphasize just your dislike for toes.
Yes. I really like don't she
this
like
is like a get core, your toes yeah. away from me.
Yes. It's a core Ryan thing.
Yeah. Yes. Like even her toes. She's like I don't even
need to see them. Yeah. I don't even need to see the toes. I wear socks, like I just
doesn't
can't.
Do toes.
And a man's toes,
right,
we're done. I don't, that's so rude. So I'm like, ooh, that's unfortunate. And we're like, why? That sucks. So I can't stop thinking about the toes.
She's seen the toes first date is yes, how she feels.
Yes.
It's ironic that you're dressed as a thumb and you're slandering toes.
I know.
Well, yeah, thumbs, toes.
Toes, it's totally different.
They have beef.
Dude, this story is so much funnier because of this. You are so funny for pointing that out.
I didn't even
realize that you have a thumb on your look, lip. You thumbs, have a toe on, yeah,
good.
You have like a toe
toes
ass.
Bad.
That is so funny. Keep going.
So we're driving to the place. I'm like, okay, this is like, it's petty of me to like make all these feel like just let's just, it's fine. He's fine. And we're talking and it's so cool and fine. He starts asking me about like if I was born and raised in LA, whatever. We just start talking and I'm like, oh no, I moved to LA in 2021. But I haven't really gone out that much because, you know, everything was still like shut down. There was really nothing going on, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And he was like, oh yeah, because of COVID. And I was like, yeah. He was like, that was so dramatic. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. Oh no. I felt like everything had paused because I was like realizing, I was like, okay, maybe this is not the conversation. Maybe it's not bad, but I am here now.
You're on alert.
I am like, okay, let's really listen with our ears, ladies and gents. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, honestly, I just don't think it was that bad. And I think that it was just the government. And I was like, yeah, okay. And he was like, yeah, he's like, my parents got COVID and like they're old. So like everybody was freaking out, but like they seem to be fine. So like, I don't even know. Who cares? And I was like, a lot of people like died though.
Yeah.
And like, before I even said that, I was like, how much do I really want to give to this conversation right now? And like, I don't know this man. Like, are we really
going to start?
I just got into his car. Like, yeah, are we really going to start talking about politics? Like, what are we even doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was just like, yeah, but like a lot of people died. He's like, no, yeah, no, I'm not saying that people didn't die. I just don't think it was like not that big of a deal. People died. And I was like, oh no, no, no. And I was like, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm vaccinated and I did all the things because I want everyone to be safe. And like, if this is what we need to do, he was like, oh no, I'm vaccinated too. So like, it's fine, whatever. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
All right. We're done. Not even talking about it.
Yeah.
We're still driving. We're at a stoplight. And we're talking kind of. Oh, I was putting lip gloss on. This is like so weird. I was putting lip gloss on and it was like very juicy. Like, it was very giving, like,
yeah,
you know.
Like, you applying or the lips were giving? Okay.
Both.
Like, okay, period.
The lip gloss was very juicy and my lips were very juicy because of the lip gloss.
Sorry, my thumb got caught.
Oh,
smack my head on the wall.
Careful. Whoa.
Go on.
So I'm just applying lip gloss. And then he goes, he's watching me and he goes, wow, like, that. So I don't know what he said, but, like, something about my lip gloss. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, you want to make out with that on? I was like,
at this point, you're not even at the date yet. You're not even at the restaurant, and it's already just like
all of
it. Make out with that? Just wait.
Just one after the other after the other. And I'm like, okay, I didn't want to go on the date before, but I was just going to like chill. I really don't even want to go on a date with you because like you also think that like we're going to kiss. Make out, actually. You think we're going to make out.
And not only do you think that, you voiced that within, what, 10 minutes?
10 minutes of us meeting. Meeting. And I'm like, okay, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? Okay, we get to the restaurant. I'm like, Paloma, call me. Tell me she's throwing up. She's sick. She got locked out. Something. Whatever. Who cares? Like, I'm just going to bullshit so I can get out of here.
Yeah.
And we're at stoplight. Light turns green. Cars are going. We're not moving. I'm like, everything okay? He's like, oh, yeah, like, sometimes blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, I don't know anything about cars, so I don't even know what he said. He said something, 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 car stuff. And I was like, okay. So I'm sitting there. But we're, like, at a green light. So we're just sitting. People are honking at us because we're at a green light, just sitting, not moving.
In the streets of Los Angeles.
In the streets, and let's not emphasize. Moving. And he's, like, trying to start the car. The car's not starting. Like, so insane. People are honking. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I, like, can't get out because people are going around us now. So I'm like, okay, I just need to sit here until it's safe. So he's like, oh, my God, I'm whatever. He's trying to figure it out. He's trying to call people, this. The light turns red, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get out so I can go to the sidewalk so that I can, like, tell people that the car is not, so that nobody either hits us or, like, is angry or whatever. And then so I get out, and he's, like, trying to figure it out, and I was like, oh, this is my out right now. Like, right? The car doesn't work. We can't get anywhere. Like,
I'm just going to leave.
So he's, like, doing the thing. He comes back around, and he was like, hey, AAA or whoever, whatever the people are going to come get the car. But you can Uber to my house and then I'm going to Uber to my house and then we can go to the restaurant. And I was like, I'm just going to go home. And he was like, okay. He was like, that's fine. So then I Uber home and I'm telling Paloma all this. And then he texts me and he's like, hey, I just got back to my house. Like, if you want to Uber, I can like pay for you to Uber to my house and then we can go to the, and so I literally was like, I could ghost him. Or I can explain.
At this point, you like made it back and you were like,
I was like, bitch, what the fuck? I literally was like, I was gone for 20 minutes max.
Girls, I just want to say that I'm hearing this story max. And I'm like eating it up. Like, I had already heard she's going on a date. So I'm hearing this information and I'm like,
because I was like, okay, I'm going on a date. This is where I'm going. This is the tea. This is the guy. This is the number. Like,
I'm watching her location.
Right. So we were already. And so I came in and I was like, girl, literally. And she was like, you were gone for 20 minutes. I was like, you don't even understand.
Right.
Like, literally what just happened. So he texts me and he's like, oh, you can come, whatever. And so I texted him back and I was like, hey, so I'm like just gonna stay home. I was like, no, it's okay. I literally just saw you like hit your head on the thing.
I'm just so intensely listening.
I know.
What?
Yes.
I want a close up on that. This, I'm sorry, but actually, no, we've been actually pretty chill for having these things.
Honestly,
I'm, like, I'm like listening to you and I'm like, not this. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
When I nod, like, my thumb is like, yeah. No way.
This is such a tragic story. This, and we look so tragic. So this
honestly,
is so funny.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Because it's delusional. Yes. So then I'm telling him, I'm like, hey, I'm just going to stay home. You know, like, I honestly was really turned off by your comments about COVID. And I just like, really don't think that that was appropriate, and I'm good. Thank you so much, though. Good luck with your car. And he was like, no worries, I understand. Like, he was chill about it. But he just came on. First of all, the flip-flops literally kill me. I should have known. And you know what? And I should have known right then. And I was trying to be nice and see what happens when you're nice.
You got a physical ick. You got an emotional ick. You got a romantic ick.
Yes. And then back the car to broke.
And then the car broke.
I remember you telling me this, and you opened the story with, I may have manifested breaking this man's car.
Yes.
Because it was in the morning. Yes. You were like, how do I get out of this moving vehicle? Yep. And the car stopped. And you were stopped. Like, am I a witch?
Yes, literally. Literally, because I was like, how do I get out of this? I really don't want to go to this date. Like, I don't want to, like, go all the way there just to, like, Uber all the way back. Like, how do I do this? How do I do this? I just, like, want to go home.
You're like in Twitches when they're like, wait, did I do that?
Right.
I have powers.
Literally. That's how you. It felt. And then I was a little spooked by myself because I was like, not me making this man's car stop. You're
like, anyways, mom, come get me because.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And then I like Ubered home and I was like, I'm coming back. And you were like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, no, was right. Oh, no, was right.
Honestly, though, think about how much worse it could have been had you got to the restaurant.
That's all I could think about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no way this is going to get better. It's already so bad. You've already felt so comfortable to tell me that COVID isn't real. You've already felt so comfortable to tell me that you want to make out with me. I literally don't even know you. Like, you could have just been like, I like your lip gloss or something.
Well, and not even that he wants to make out with you, that you're going to make out with me with that on.
Right. Like, assuming that we're going to make out and that, like, I give a fuck about what you think about my lip gloss, sir.
Right. The only comment he could make about your lip gloss is to quote the song Lip Gloss.
Right.
That by Lil Mama, that your lip gloss is cool, your lip gloss is popping.
Exactly.
That is it. That's any it. Other comments about lip gloss? Don't want to hear
Don't want to hear it.
T.
So, yeah, it was a whirlwind. And it all happened so fast. I remember you being like, you were gone for 20 minutes. And I was like, 20 minutes too fucking long. Because it was like, I couldn't believe it.
Also, him wanting to drive you in his, like, expensive car to, like...
just for it to break.
Make a good impression, and then it breaks down.
Yup.
Yeah.
And you said the way he reacted to it was, like, this happens.
Happens. Yeah. So I'm like, you did all this knowing that this could happen?
When we could have just met at the restaurant.
We could have just met at the restaurant and avoided all this. Well, and then if I wanted to go home with you in your car, I could have made that choice after all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because then I could have been like, let's go to your place. Whatever. Right. But like, you didn't even give an opportunity. And also, obviously, I wouldn't have because you would have said some dumb shit at the restaurant anyway. Right. So whatever.
Right. There was no way this date was going any positive way.
Oh, no.
And I just want to know, it was a bummer because you were like doing the dating and I was so excited for you. For a bad date like that, I'm like, oh, she's never going to go out again.
I had taken a break and I was like, I'm over it. I don't want to do it. And then I gave this guy a chance and I did it. And then I didn't date again until I started dating Ryan.
Well, there you go.
So
that was your last date before Ryan?
Oh, wow.
That was my last date before
Ryan. Wow.
And what's so funny about that, too, is that we were like still we were like friendly. So we were still chatting and whatever. And I like posted on my close friends. I had gone on like the worst date ever. And I remember him like swiping up and being like, oh, my God, what happened? And like I told him. I wonder if he remembers that. That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. This is juicy.
I know. That's so funny. He was right like, oh, my God, not that tea. Yeah, I'm going to ask him if he remembers.
He was like. Maybe
let's try again.
Let's try to take her on a good date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what a mess.
I'm actually like still a little gooped of your man's, like him being like after a little date. Like that's him like working chasing after you.
That's giving
like
that.
It's giving
because he was like, let me shoot my shot right now while she's obviously having a hard time.
Yeah. What?
Ryan.
Oh my god. Nita. That's kind of hot. Good for him.
I know.
Good for you, girl. I love that.
I love that, too.
Dude, on me and Steven's first date, we also had a car issue. Mm. He came and picked me up from my parents' house. And then we went to get, and like, he came up to the door. And then we went back to his car. And he couldn't find his key. Like, he took it out of the ignition.
Right.
And then, like, assumed he put it in his pocket and then, like, got back in the car and he was like, oh, my key. And this is, like, our first time seeing each other since, like, we initially met, like, 6 months earlier.
Right.
So it was like, we're just.
He's so shy.
So, like, right? Yeah. We're just, like, already, like, kind of nervous vibes. He's, like, fumbling around. Stop. And, like, he's, like, looking under his seat. And he's, like, could I just, like, check under your seat real quick? Like, do you mind? And I had to, like, get up. And he looked under. And it had, like, fallen, you know, like, in between.
Right, in the
crack. In the crack. And he's, like, bent over trying to, like, fish it out. But it was, like, 10 minutes.
No.
Of us, like, just
fumbling in your parents' driveway.
Yep, like. So what time does the movie start?
Oh my gosh, that's so cute though. But poor thing. That's sweet, but tragic because he was probably so losing his mind.
Yeah, we talked about it, you know, then later down the line, and he's like, I was so panicked, and I literally had no, I was like, after like a minute of that, and I still didn't find it, I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, what are we doing? We're stuck at her house? Like, and Mike, we're just gonna sit here? Like,
right, and at her parents' house.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh now, and God. You know what? Steven is a flip-flops guy, but he didn't bust the toes out until way later. He wore closed-toed shoes for our first dates.
You see?
And then I had to, you know, I'm like, okay, I really like this guy. How do I feel about the flip-flops? Right. I had to make my peace with
and
it.
And you should, and there comes a time and a place, but like,
first date?
I'm so sorry. A first date, we are like damn near 30 and we're going to a bougie, expensive restaurant.
Right.
They're probably not even going to let us in. Mm-hmm. They probably have a dress code. What are you doing?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. If Steven, of all people, Steven, who wears flip-flops on walks, wore closed-toed shoes when we called it our pre-date because we had, like, already planned our first date, and then we were like, but, like, what are you doing tonight?
Right.
We went and walked on the beach and then went to a movie. That would have even been appropriate for flip-flops.
Absolutely appropriate. Absolutely.
But a nice restaurant in L.A.?
Why?
Well, it all worked out.
It all worked out.
And as we get into these dating horror stories, let me just say, we don't always, sometimes they give the update at the end, right? And then 6 months later, I met my partner, and now we're so happy, and we have three cats, and we're like, yay, happy ending. We don't always get the happy ending.
Yeah.
So if one of these is your stories, and you submitted it, and you want to give an update on a where are they now?
Yes.
Please do.
Please
do. We want to know.
Yes.
So, our first story, these were named by Ryan, which is my favorite part is the names. First one is called Hyuk.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Hyuk.
Goofy.
All right. Hi, ladies. Anonymous, please. In college, I went to a guy's house who I met off Hinge. He was a grad student at my university. I met his roommates and everything seemed chill. We went up to his room to hang out, and he told me he was going to put on a romantic movie. Ooh, spicy. Hot. He proceeded to put on, I see why you named it this, an extremely goofy movie.
Which, push pause, great film. Not romantic.
Don't preface it with, let's watch a romantic movie.
You could have just said, I'm going to put a movie on.
Or you could say, like, oh, if you had talked about, like, nostalgic movies, like, let's watch a nostalgic movie. You don't say romance. This is also like a comedy Disney movie about a dad and his son. Yeah. And you're like,
I
romance.
Honestly, there's a part of me that like sees the romance part. Like I'm thinking about
what?
It.
Because of Roxanne?
Yeah, because like, you think about it. Because it really is like.
No, but this is not a romance movie.
No, I know. I'm really just hearing him out briefly.
Paloma, you give this man. Way too much credit.
Because you know when he has that love scene with Roxanne and like blah, blah, blah. So I just like in my mind, he's always trying to get to Roxanne. But the whole time his dad's dragging him away from Roxanne. But he really is trying to get. Maybe that's how that man felt.
The movie, it's about the bond between the dad and the son. It has nothing to do with Roxanne.
Okay. I can't save you, man.
She continues. This man was in his early 20s and there's nothing wrong with loving Disney, but it truly killed the mood. He started trying to hook up with me with sounds of Goofy and Max arguing in the background.
See? Okay, we're done.
I made an excuse to leave because I got the ick. Safe to say, we didn't hang out again.
Right. See, he should have opened up with the ending. He should have done with the stand out. Like, he maybe does something.
He shouldn't have played.
Said romantic movie.
Yes.
And then put on, and I love an extremely goofy movie.
It's a great film.
And on many of me and Steven's first hangs, we just, you know, hung out and watched Disney movies.
Right. And that's okay.
But it was like, it wasn't an extremely goofy movie. And it was like later into the, you know.
Shenanigans.
Uh-huh. And it was background noise.
Just background noise. Exactly.
But to hooking preface, up for the first
to
time.
To preface that this is a romantic movie.
Yes.
And then try to like touch a boob.
While Goofy and his son are arguing?
No.
Wild.
No.
I would have also had to
no,
leave.
No, yeah, actually.
This was like a nice tame one to start out with. I'm glad.
All right. This one's from Rachel. It says, I love you all. So I've been chronically single for 3 years. So I decided to try Hinge. I'm talking with this dude and we have a lot in common. So I decided to go on a date with him. After the first date, he was very love bomby, like called me my love and talked about how perfect I was, blah, blah, blah.
After the first date?
First date.
Yikes.
My love. You're perfect.
No.
First date. So I go out with him again and decide I'm not really feeling it and decide to call him to call it off, to do the nice thing and say, it's not you, it's me thing. And this man tells me he wants to be just friends until I'm ready to be his wife. I knew him less than 2 weeks. Skull. I hung up so fast and never talked to him again.
Oh my gosh.
It's that he tells me he wants to be just friends until I'm ready to be, in all caps, his wife.
My wife. No thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
I want to be like shocked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it is, unfortunately, I feel like so common. And it's so hard because I feel like sometimes men hear this idea of, right, like, oh, I'm tired of guys stringing me along.
Right.
I wish that he would just tell me how he feels, yep. You know. If he really feels that way, he'll tell you. And it's like, this is hearing that message and going, I am going to just balls to the walls, commit to someone I've known over text for a couple days. That's bananas.
It's also like not true. You don't love me. You do not know me.
Right.
Like there's no like you don't actually want me to be your wife. You literally have never. You don't know who I am.
Right. Yeah. You're just like, I just want a wife and boop.
And you know, fit. Like,
because right. And you're a woman. So.
And you're here.
Because that's.
Here we go.
That's crazy, mate. Right.
No,
like,
that's
pretty a lot. Like, yeah.
And I think love bombing is hard to notice if it's like that. That's. Obviously like a lot, yeah. But love bombing sometimes, because we do expect men to be nonchalant and like chill and like, oh, I don't really care, and like just kind of want to hook up. So when they are like, oh my god, you're so beautiful, I want to do this with you, I want to take you out and do this thing, it seems like it's like, oh my god, they're like so into me, and like, oh my god, they must really like me, da da da. But like sometimes it could just be them like love bombing you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and it's hard because if your gut reaction is like, this feels weird, mm-hmm. and you're not enthused about it, then you can be made to feel or look like an asshole.
Right.
Well, I just love you.
And I'm doing all these nice things. I take you here, I buy you this, you met my parents, and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, right, but you have made your decision on how you feel about me in this relationship, and like, this has not been a conversation that we've had.
It's right. Not a two-way street.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You are telling me how this relationship is.
Yes.
And like, I'm sure not picking up on signals that Rachel was putting down.
Right.
Because typically, let's say you were like so head over, like truly, that those feelings were real.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After just meeting someone, you have this feeling of, oh my god, I love them so much and they're meant to be with me forever, like
right.
For what, instant connection, whatever. You're gonna be so receptive to the things that they're saying to you,
yep,
to see if it's mutual.
Right.
You're gonna be so like careful about what they're saying and so aware of the feelings that they're expressing to you,
yeah,
because you truly love them and you truly care about them and you want it to work out, not just like completely disregarding their thoughts and feelings and actions,
right,
to continue love bombing.
Considering right. They just asked to this, it's not you, it's me, and they said friend, and you said until my wife. Like, you...
Right, you were like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. Until you're my...
Right. Yeah, you can go through this thing until you're my wife, then it doesn't matter.
Also, like, what kind of way is that to build a friendship? Oh, yeah, this is my friend Ted. He's just hanging out till I decide I'm ready to get married.
Right.
What kind of friendship is that?
She literally called it off and you said, until you're my wife.
You missed all the cues, even when she was straight up telling you.
Read the room.
Read the room.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well... Glad she saw some red flags and was like, this does not feel safe.
Also, glad she hung up when he pulled that out because I think a lot of the times as women, we feel this need to, like, let them down easy and explain and not upset them. And that's a nice thing to do for anyone.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it is, right? If you can, it's good to communicate that and, you know, let them know. She tried to do that. He clearly was not going to take no for an answer.
Right.
And she was like, well... I'm not going to entertain this. Hang
Goodbye.
On. Yeah. So glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so creepy to realize. Like, you also just can't assume everyone has the same intentions as you. Like, as Rachel being like, I'm trying to get to know you.
Right.
As shitty as it is, you can't assume the other person. And then for him, it sounds like he'd be like, well, we're going to be wed. And that's my intention. So thus it will be done. Especially because his takes her agency away.
Yes.
Right.
Or tries to.
It's giving very medieval. Well, I have paid your dowry and you will be my bride.
Right. And
like, sir, this is Hinge.
We're on an app. On a phone.
Yeah.
So
take your big thumb and shove swipe it. Oh, that one too.
Oh.
I was going to say you can swipe the other way.
And that's
or
probably,
shove it.
Or shove it. Both, honestly.
I'm like, what are we doing with the thumbs?
Anything you want. Okay, this one is from Elle, and I labeled it just like her. When I was in high school, I dated this guy who just got out of a long-term relationship, and he was pretty much trying to recreate their relationship with me. We went on a cringy roller rink date, and he was trying to get me to learn how to skate backwards because his ex used to do it. LOL, it just makes me cringe when I think about it. And I included this one, it's short, but I feel like there's not enough talk about things that happen like that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that kind of happens a lot, and it happens more on like the men's side of things because they just like don't know that, like, not obviously women are different, but like they just assume like, oh, this worked for this thing, and like if this girl liked it, this girl will like it.
Right.
Or like they're not over their last relationship or girlfriend, and so they're just trying to like
replicate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I mean, you see, I think we saw this more in like high school, like college age, but like there a relationship would end and like the guy would date a girl that looked just like the girl he just was with, like just was dating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I did that once.
Oh, I'm screaming. Please tell.
All right.
No, come on.
Dish it thumb.
Dish it thumb. I had this guy friend, and we were kind of like flirtationship on again, off again in high school. And then, like, we really decided to, like, give it a shot dating. And it just, like, wasn't working out. And we're like, yeah, we're just going to go back to being friends. But, like, we really cared about each other. And then I met this guy who went to another school who was, like, a soccer player. And I was a soccer player. So I'm like, oh, my God, that's cool. Like, a guy from another school. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out they knew each other. And people used to joke that they were twins. Like, looked like that was, like, a joke. Like, oh my God, they look the same.
That was like a bit.
Yeah, that was a bit. Exactly. I mean, he went to a different school. I had no idea they knew each other.
Right.
So I'm like going on a couple like little, you know, high school dates with this guy from another school without really like telling my wider friend group. And it gets back to him. And one night we're all hanging out and all the guys are like, so I hear you're dating like off-brand Zach. Well, Zach's there. And he's laughing. He's like,
not off-brand.
I know. And they thought it was like the funny. I was like, you know what, I have a type, sure, they look a little bit similar,
right?
And then Zach sitting right there is like, no, we look identical. Like,
oh, I'm dead.
He That's was so like a, you know how usually when someone says, oh, you look like, just like them, no,
I don't see it,
see my eyebrows are different. No, he was like, no, we're the same,
and you just took us both for a ride. So say yeah, bro.
So you're
That's so funny.
I fully agree that that is a man problem, but it's also, I'm guilty. Guilty.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? That's okay, though. I'm hell. Okay with that.
No, thank as you. Hell. That is so honestly iconic.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm going to call it what it is.
Yeah,
iconic.
That's iconic. And that's okay.
That is. I just am but so happy about the off-brand bro. Because I know like that happened in school. Like there was always yes. some people that looked alike. Yeah. And, like, yep. Oh my gosh.
But like it was more of a joke in the group, especially because yeah. like me and the guy were still friends. And like right. he was yeah. in right. on it and he thought it was funny. And then like I'd go on a date with the guy from the other school and they'd be like, oh, how was it with off-brand Zach?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
how'd it go?
Right.
Including Zach himself.
Right.
Right.
Yes. But,
or like dating somebody that is like carbon copy, bro. Dude, like that's yeah. intentional. That's not you being like, oh, I like girls with brown hair.
No.
Okay, well, there's a bunch of girls with brown hair that do not look the same. But like, I feel like you can tell when it's like, intentional.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then they start doing the same things and dressing the same way.
She doesn't
way.
Do that, but.
I don't do that, but you think my exes be doing yeah, that? They're
I
like,
think,
like
I think
brown haired Latina.
Ex, yeah,
this,
same, like same
actress.
Weird,
you're like,
weird,
right.
weird. And I'm like, do you just miss her? It's
Are
fine.
You just trying to fill a void?
I think it's weirder when you yes. date someone and then you realize
you're one of 50.
No, you oh. look like their mom and you're like, nope.
But, oh. Out. Out.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Ow. I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I feel like it's like a weird thing where you don't want to read in too much to like who someone you dated dates after you.
Right.
Yeah. But it is also like
it's interesting. Yeah.
Like when someone that you dated dates someone who's like gorgeous, like super hot, you're like,
right.
am I on their
I'm
level?
Like, period.
Like
yeah. But then also is like sometimes jarring when they date like the opposite of you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck, was I like
not
Wait,
what you
not
wanted.
What you wanted and like oh my god or like what yeah
right
that's
had
so
that.
True
that was a that fucked me
did
up.
That yeah mess
oh
with
my
you?
God I was like everything was a lie and I should have known and I should have seen you know
yeah
you know
hindsight bias
yeah but it was jarring
yeah
for sure
well and then kind of the opposite of the issue of you know now you're immediately trying to make this person into your ex. It's like, oh, you're doing the you're dating someone the opposite of me. You're doing the opposite activities. Now you're so different.
Right.
What? Right. Like, was that a lie?
Yeah. Or like,
which version of you is the real you?
Right. Right.
All
right.
This one's a little bit of a longer one from Samantha. They say, oh, I love this and I love you guys. I have been a fan of both channels for a few years now, and I just got back into the podcast a few months ago. Welcome.
Woo.
One word, obsessed. Oh, my name is Sam, 29, female. Summer of 2020, first single summer in forever, and I just wanted to enjoy the summer the best we could with COVID. And I ended up meeting a guy who was younger, and I wanted to meet new people and just enjoy my life. Fast forward, we hang out often for a while in groups, and we just vibed. We were having cool, good times, and I just want to preface that I was very clear in the beginning that it was friends, no ties, no attachment. And because we were vibing, I made it clear as glass windows that if anything ever happened, like it's whatever, no feelings or any of that. So bam, stuff happens.
Period.
And we go our merry ways. Not even 24 hours later was baby texts and beautiful and all mushy mushy. I gave him the benefit of the doubt and reiterated my stance. He ended up going off on me through text message because I told him to give me some space because he was just being too much. Not in those words. It all ended up with me ghosting him and blocking him because he started giving stalker vibes.
Ooh.
And for a while after, almost a year, he would still try to call and text me. Fun times, LOL. Love you guys. Dude, Samantha, I am so sorry. You do not deserve that.
Oof, Samantha girl.
It's just giving like... And it's frustrating, I'm sure, because she was like, I'm just here to have a good time. If it goes down, it goes down. No weird vibes. What's cool, it's cool. And you still are like, oh, baby.
Like she said, clear as glass.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
and trying to set that up before anything happens. Mm-hmm. Hey, feel like we're getting along well.
Right.
Just want to make it super, super clear. No feelings, no commitments. I'm not looking for anything.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. They cover their ears and eyes and like, oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, so was that just your, like, were you just trying to, like, get into my pants? Like, was that the motive of it? Or did you just, like, you actually
I'll
did
change
like
her
me.
Mind.
Right, I'll change her mind and, like, she'll feel differently because blah, blah, blah. And then to go off on you, to go off after?
And to be so clear from the beginning, like, what else do you want?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What else do you want?
All right, you guys, next one. It says, not mine, but my roommate brought some guy home a couple weeks ago and everything was horrible from the moment he got here. He came up to the front door and she had no clue who he was, but they met at the bar that night and he just came over to our house.
Not a bar meetup.
They then come upstairs and, you know, and it's horrible. And he then decides he wants to sleep over. So she is sleeping next to this random guy all night. He then wakes up, looks at her and goes, can you be quiet for a couple of minutes? I have to call my mom. He then talks to his mom for like 15 minutes about taxes and still refuses to leave. He was super loud walking around the house and was laughing to make sure we all knew someone was over. She then shooed him out finally and blocked him, unfollowed him on everything. 2 weeks later, she gets a DM from him saying, what did I do? Horrible and hilarious. I hope you enjoyed this story. All my love, Reese.
Oh my God, Reese. It's her not even knowing who he is.
Dude,
when he shows up.
I don't know if you guys have had this experience before. I have a few times, but where you like go to a bar and you like have a good time, you're like drunk or whatever, and you like meet somebody and you give them your number and then you leave. You don't text them though. Like all that happens in the bar stays at the bar. Like you forget, nobody remembers, it's fine, but like then to come home to come to my house after?
Well, so the roommate must have given him the address.
Must have.
Right?
Right.
But well, maybe and clearly she was into it because they did hook up.
They did hook up. But it was like, all right, I got so much work. That's your cue to go, sir.
And then why is he talking to his mom about taxes at what must be 3 or 4 in the morning?
And like, also, why couldn't you have just waited?
Right. Or be like, you know what? This call's really important. I've had a great time.
Let me leave.
I'll leave.
But can you be quiet in your house? Yeah. I need to call my mom.
Shh. Hey. And being super loud on the phone for unnecessary reasons.
And like cackling.
I wonder if it was like trying to flex.
Well, actually, I met this guy at a bar like 2 years ago. And I gave him my number. Nothing happened. I think he messaged me and was like, hey, I'm so-and-so from the bar, and never responded. Because, like, I met you when I was drunk. That means I don't even know you. Like, I don't even know you. So we're done. And I'm never going to see you again. Like, please, sir, please. And now he'll text me, like, once every 7-6 months, pictures of the dogs he's, like, breeding and, like, selling. And they're so cute. And I know
that's
how.
Mad.
No, but that's a good tactic.
Yeah.
Because I would text. If I wanted a dog, it's little cute little French bulldogs. If I wanted one of those, I would text him back. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, my God.
What
are you, how much are they? Genius.
Yeah.
Genius and a hustler.
Genius. And so hats off to you.
But truly. See, you're talking about, because I never had like those experiences of like going to the bar, meeting someone. Before the apps, that was like one of the primary ways of like meeting someone, right?
Yeah.
So like the idea of I'm drunk, of course we're not actually going to text each other or call each other. That's fairly new, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And I also think that like, the day is just like different now. I feel like if a guy asks you for their number, like you could decide to be like, no, but like you don't really know how that's going to end.
That made me think of, I recently just got into an Uber and the gentleman insisted on me like following each other on Instagram. It was so crazy. It was like such an uncomfortable Uber. And I remember him be like, so do you have any kids? And I'm like,
what?
So do you have a husband or like just being so, and then later on was like, yeah, I want to be a DJ. You should follow me on Instagram. Here's my number. And so like I fake took down his number. Right. And then was like, all right, let's follow each other on Instagram. What's your, and I'm like praying he gets me to my home. But like, I felt like I have to answer because I'm in his car. Gosh, that was so scary. And that just made me think of it right now. Like, why were you trying to force me into an Instagram follow? Like to know my name, last name, like that's way too much. And so anyways, I was like, Uber, no, not good conversation.
Was that in LA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was gonna say that seems very LA to be like, I'm a DJ, follow me on Instagram.
Right.
And like,
but in instances like that and like at the bar and just places that like you don't really feel like you can be like, no, thank you, because that's not enough. We all can still fake the, oh, I have a boyfriend. They don't really care about that. But you don't have a ring on your finger. And so
yeah, he went straight to, do you have a, no, did not care.
I was in an Uber and this man, I told you guys this because we were filming Burlesque. He told me that I reminded him of his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
The whole way, you remind me of my ex-wife, and, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, that's good. I believe that men and women should be together, and that's it. And I was like, okay. But, like, if this was a real conversation, I'd be like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
You weirdo. Like,
but you don't feel safe to say that.
No, I was in his car. He was driving me to where I needed to be. So I was like, yeah, same.
And it's kind of a power right. trip for the person who is right. driving the car in that situation and right. holds, like, essentially your safety over your head mm-hmm. to be like, I can just say anything right yeah. now.
Yep.
And that's how it feels right. like, yeah. in those situations.
To just be like, this is a great time to be homophobic to a stranger.
Right.
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 Because what are they going to do?
Right.
Debate me on it?
Right.
No.
Right.
I've heard it phrased in, like, more of a sexual consent way, but I still think it applies, where it's like, if it isn't a safe environment to say no, like, if there's not a scenario for you to say no safely, then your yes is not a yes.
Right.
I think that's
good.
So important.
And that's how it be yeah. when you're out. Because you just, like, you would rather just be like, yeah, here's my number. Yeah, I'll see.
I literally remember being like, oh, I don't. I'm just text.
Yeah.
Because it's that you got to make something up on the fly, or you just have to, like, be like, cool, yeah, like, here's my number, and then hope that they don't text you or, like, block them before they do. Like, it's like a whole thing. Yeah. Just because you just don't know.
Yeah,
you just don't know.
I was just out in Palm Springs a couple weekends ago for my cousin's bachelorette party, and, you know, it was a bachelorette party, so we're, like, girly vibes running around Palm Springs, going to bars and stuff. But most people in the group have a significant other, and the ones who weren't, that they were not trying to, like, hook up with someone that night. It was right. very, like, bachelorette
girls
vibes.
Yeah.
And so there were a couple times where, like, guys would approach us, or a group of guys, and, like, you know, try to, like, hit on someone in the group, and we'd be like, yeah, no, we're just having, like, girl time, it's bachelorette. Right. Oh yeah, okay. There was one group of guys who was so persistent that it got scary, and yeah. we just left the bar. It was right. like one guy in the group came up and was like, we got a bunch of guys, you got a bunch of girls, like, that's perfect, let's get together. And, like, one of the people in the group was like, you know, we're not interested in that. We're just, you know, celebrating a bachelorette. We're just having some girl time. So, you know, thank you. Have a nice night.
Right.
Continued to push. Oh, well, blah, 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 blah. And, like, just going off. And finally, my cousin, the bride, who should not have to do this, turns around and goes, bye.
Right.
Bye. And I'm glad she did that, but also I had that feeling of, like, fear. God, this could, yeah. Yeah, could, yeah. And the guy's like, oh, no one's nice these days. Like, we're just trying to have a good time. Like, God. We don't even, you know, like, and we're like, let's just go.
Way to just ruin the vibe. And, like, that's what's so shit about, like, going out and, like, just wanting to have that, because, well, now they're yelling at y'all, you're a bitch and you guys are no fun and this and that. And, like, oh, nah, everybody's mean, blah, blah, blah. It's like.
Yep. And one of the guys tried to pull the, like, oh, you just can't even, like, talk to women these days without them thinking you're trying to do something. And it's,
are,
like,
you not trying to do something?
Maybe
right
it's
now?
The way you're talking to
right.
women.
Like I said, there were other men who approached the group, and we
chill.
Yeah. We're like, no, thanks. And they were like, cool. Have a nice night.
Also, right. you know, we don't like you now. Why would you want to hang out with us?
Right.
Right. Oh, we can't even, what did you just say?
He was like, oh, what? We can't even, like, talk to women nowadays. Like, you can't even say anything. It was
right, because when I told you no, that was not enough for you. So yeah. So of course I think you're going to try to do some shit. I just told you no more than once, and that is not enough for you. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm out here thinking you're going to fuck me up. Correct.
Watching right. you say that in the thumb, I'm so sorry. Watching you, like, I was like, yes, but damn, that thumb, girl.
I have a finger for you, and it's not a thumb.
It's yeah. not a thumb. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, it's just giving, let's have some respect. These are, like, first times. Like, these are dating stories. Like, when you're right. dating, you're first meeting someone. Maybe don't take the dogs out on the first, you know? You just wait. Like, just think.
Can we just, like, be nice?
Let's try to
chill.
Make everyone comfortable on, like, the first couple of
we
dates,
don't
please.
Need to, like
most.
Bring up controversial things. We don't need to, like, do crazy shit. Like, I mean, if you have strong opinions about things, voice them, so that the other person can decide whether or not that they're into those things. But, yes. like, it doesn't have to be aggressive and it doesn't have to be scary.
That's where I'm like, I wish all dating horror stories were like the first one. You know, just a difference in opinion on whether the goofy movie is romantic or not.
Right.
That
right.
is acceptable.
That's right. acceptable.
You know?
Right.
That man yeah. is not morally wrong no. for wanting to get it on to the extremely goofy movie.
And, like,
it just wasn't for her.
And bad taste. Okay. Sexy movies.
And maybe that was enough for him, and more power to you.
I was gonna say,
but
we have one more, right?
Oh, we do. Yes, we do. Hey, ladies, I'd like to remain anonymous because the horror story I want to share is a hookup story. LOL. Buckle up. Buckled. So I went to a guy's house for a hookup after going out to the bars for the night. We literally closed them down, and this guy still wanted to see me. So I went over at 2 a.m. In parentheses, should have been my first hint not to go. That's fair, but sometimes we want to see what's going on.
I know, but what sometimes we say, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
That
I just
want
to say,
yeah.
I kind of that's believe kinda, no, there's some truth to that, respectfully.
Yes, go no, on. There is. We hooked up and it was ... a little weird. Didn't feel right on my end, but nothing too out of the ordinary, so I ignored it. Afterwards, we cuddled and I assumed prepared to go to sleep, which is not at all what happened. He would not stop moving and being all touchy. After a few hours, I literally started to feel sick from exhaustion and the alcohol and ended up going home around 6 a.m. I passed out as soon as I got home, woke up at around 1 p.m. to the most frightening text ever. The guy texted me and goes, girl, you were on your period? ! And you didn't tell me? ! I'm not sure if you can tell by the horror of receiving this message, but I was not on my period. So not only was I extremely concerned, I was extremely embarrassed. I told him this and he goes, oh, LOL, all cool. ... Like, what? What kind of response is that? Anyways, I have not seen him since, in parentheses, despite him trying to hit me up again. Absolutely not. And medically, I'm okay, thank God. I hope y'all and maybe others can get a laugh out of this. At least I can laugh about it now. Trust your gut. That's my tale. Love you all so much. Love the podcast. I hope you have the best spooky season ever.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so glad you're okay.
I know.
But I want to know why would you just say, girl, why were you on your period and you didn't tell me? Why would you say that? What
a way to approach that conversation.
And then for her to be like, no, I wasn't. I'm not. What the fuck? Oh, okay.
Cool.
So no follow-up. Same time next week. Huh?
I think she's so right, though. And if all of these things and your freaking flip-flop story have said anything, this is the perfect ender for the episode. Trust your gut.
Trust your gut. Oh, my God. Listen. And sometimes it feels like butterflies. Try to take a poop and then think about it again. Because I'm serious.
T.
That's so good.
The nervous poops are real. And, like, maybe you think it's something, but, like, no, girl.
Maybe it's just diarrhea and you don't actually love him.
Period. That's the soundbite for the episode.
If you made it this far, please give us a thumbs up.
Give us a thumbs up. Put the thumb emoji in the comments.
Yes.
Please.
Wow.
Well.
And yeah, that's an end on our two-parter.
That's a wrap on our 2023 20 whatever Halloween costume episodes.
Aw.
It's all about thumbs.
Yes.
A bow.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, we love you guys so much. We hope you have the best spooky season ever. Be sure to subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Thumbs up.
And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.